And so we decided, hey, you know what? These are going to be prayer journey days. So that's what we're going to be calling them. And we hope to be having as many as God ignites. This particular one, we had said we were going to do it. And then when I was down at Albany and I was listening, Dale, would you bring me those two books sitting to the left of my purse, please? I was listening to, correct me if I'm wrong, Robert Henderson, got his name right. Okay, I was listening to Robert Henderson, and he said, there are three dimensions of prayer. And then he stood, I love examples, he stood in one spot and he said, we talk to our Father, God, we talk to God as a friend, and then we're in the courtrooms. And I shot a text to Melinda and I said, yes, we've got what we need to talk about at our next prayer journey, the different dimensions of prayer. I had been asked by a friend if I would read this book. It's by Robert Henderson. It's called Operating in the Courts of Heaven. And this book is what Heartland Apostolic Prayer Network uses to train us in how to do our prayer assignments. So those of us that go out on prayer assignments have been being trained in this for quite a few years now from Robert Henderson of moving into a judicial position in the courts of heaven. Well, I thought, okay, I get it. I can do this. So I read the book and found out that there's way more than we can do today. So we are only going to skim over it, but we are going to address the different dimensions of prayer. And both Melinda and I felt real strongly there's more than three dimensions, but we chose four of them to cover today. We feel that there's us to our Father, us as a friend of God, which is referring to us as intercessors. When he referred to different people in the Bible as friends, they were the ones that came to him as intercessors. They came in behalf of somebody else. And then there's coming into the courts of heaven, which some of you have probably been through the training in Kingdom League, which is also called coming to the King for Justice. So I'm combining two different trainings because we did several weekends of coming to the King for Justice. And then we feel that the fourth dimension we wanted to talk about today is our love relationship of the bride to our husband, Christ. And so we are going to be talking about those four dimensions. I am sure there are other dimensions. Those are the four that we chose today. So I'm going to start out with the Father. I need to tell you guys something straight up. The enemy does not like us learning anything, and he doesn't like us moving into new things. Yesterday, in the middle of typing out my notes, my computer crashed. I had to buy a new computer. They were not able to bring back up my notes. So I am going to be teaching today off of my heart. And so if I forget some things, I've asked Michael to help me out because he's read this book apparently more than once and understands it. I am not going to be bringing everything that's in this book. Please remember, I'm not going to be bringing everything in this book. There's so much in here. So about our Father, one of the most famous Our Father prayers, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. Don't lead me into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So we're talking to our Father, And there's some specific things that happen in here. This is a prayer full of declarations. Not a lot of asking, declarations, things that we know our Father's going to give us. He wants his kingdom to come here on earth. He wants to give us our daily bread. All we have to do is say, hey, forgive us our debts. He's already given us the way to forgive our debts. But he does say, as we forgive our debtors, lead us not in temptation, deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so we're talking to the Father in all in this entire situation. Then in Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So here's another clue. When you're talking to your Father, it's usually going to be in a secret place. These are the things that you're talking to Daddy about. Now, there are times you are going to be praying to the Father in public, but you find the Father when you're tucked away with him and you're talking to him about specific things. If you then, being evil, in Matthew 7, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So we're allowed to ask our Father. When people say, oh, you're only allowed to declare, well, it says right here, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So when you're talking to the Father, you have every right to ask. Very, very clear. Then in Luke 11, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. So we're not just to ask. We also need to seek. After we seek, then we need to knock. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he be given a stone? So again, this is our Father. You're allowed to ask. You're allowed to seek. You're allowed to knock. There isn't just one way to approach the Father. And then in Luke 11:13, it finishes it. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So right here is a scripture about when people say, well, you know, I've prayed and prayed and prayed for the Holy Spirit and I haven't got it. Well, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. Now, may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Father, he specifically said the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So our Father gives us patience, and he will comfort us and give us patience. He will grant you to be like-minded towards one another. So these are all scriptures about our Father. There's more scriptures than this, but these are the ones that are indicating the kinds of things that you deal with your Father. You are going to be approaching him. There is one more scripture in 2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. So it's a saying, very similar thing, that and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation. When we are young, we run to our mom and dad for comfort. The Lord wants us to run to him for comfort. Some of you didn't have your mother and father to run to. Okay, I get that. So in a good relationship, in a family that is set up according to the family of God, you would run to your mother and father for comfort. And we have our Father God to run to for comfort. And he says, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. And that's in the New Testament, not just the Old Testament. So he's going to be our father. We are told we can go to the Father. We are told that we can ask of the Father. We are told that we can seek and knock. And all of this is with our Abba Father, which in our modern lingo would be Daddy God. Daddy is the Abba. And so we can run to him and say, hey, I don't get it. I'm upset. Can you help me? And David did this. We all know how David poured out his heart to the Lord. All of his complaints, he poured them out to the Lord. And that is what we can do with our Father God. So what we are going to do right now for the activation regarding our Father, there's enough room in here that you don't all have to be right by each other. So in a few minutes, in a minute or two, I'm going to ask you to do what I say. But first, I'm going to explain to you the activation. I'm going to have you spread out. And I asked everyone to try to bring some type of journal. If you don't have one, there's pen and paper around the corner there on the shelf that will get out. But I want you to go to the Father. I want you to find a spot. And I want you to go to the Father and talk to him about something that's really concerning you. Something that you need comfort. Something that it's like, I don't get this. I don't understand this. And I want you just to go to him and write down what he says to you. You know, pour out your complaint to him, then listen for his answer. And remember that prayer is two ways. We talk and he talks. We talk and he talks. That's how prayer is. It's communication. And this is communication with your Father. Some of you have some big questions. Is there anything you wanted to add to this? Okay. So you can go ahead and go to corner. We're not going to spend a long time on this, so I'm asking you to go to the Father right away. We might, 5 or 10 minutes is the most we're going to spend on it. If you need paper, it's right around the corner there. And let's just go ahead. Melinda, no, I'll just put that song. Can you put that song back on, but real quietly, real quietly, about asking, speak to me, if you could put it just real quietly. So, thank you, Jesus, Lord. We're just coming before the Father right now, and we ask, Lord, that you lead each one to open their heart to you as Daddy God, like they never have before. Ooh, 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 ooh